Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Go ahead and let that man join the group. Go do a little family friend outing or something. A
little top three outing. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, the podcast where we keep you up to date on all things hip-hop music culture. And it is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It's Friday, so the weekend is here. We got to talk about The Breakfast Club. They are defending Cardi B after Nori made some comments about big black artists not respecting black media outlets the same way they respect white media outlets. Then we have to talk about Drake because it was revealed that he is the one who helped J. Cole get signed to the Canadian basketball team. Yella Beezy has been arrested in connection to a pending assault case, and it's New Music Friday, so we got to talk about new stuff from Calvin Harris, Young Thug and Dua Lipa, Mano and Jim Jones, Sean Paul, and more. But before we get into all of that, please follow the podcast, subscribe to the podcast on all streaming platforms, wherever you're listening to us right now. Thank you. We appreciate that. Now let's jump in. Okay, let's kick things off with Charlamagne, Angela Yee, and DJ Envy. So they were on The Breakfast Club, and they decided to defend Cardi B after Nori made some comments about artists, especially the bigger artists in hip-hop and rap, having a certain respect for certain media outlets versus other media outlets. Nori feels like the hip-hop outlets, the black hip-hop outlets specifically, don't get as much respect as bigger white media outlets or just bigger media outlets in general. So Nori basically sparked this whole debate when he questioned why rappers do interviews with people like David Letterman, Oprah, Zayn Lowe, Ellen DeGeneres. He considers all of these people to be outside of the culture versus hip hop media outlets that are inside the culture, say like a Drink Champs or a Breakfast Club. First of all, do we agree with that? Do we agree that the bigger artists only do these other platforms, or they give that those platforms more respect?
You know, I never thought about it like that. I just kind of looked at it like media was media in a way, or like if it's a certain project, like a movie or like a something that has made like commercial success, I would just think that they go on these talk shows because, you know, whoever their manager is, they think, you know, that's going to reach a wider audience or all over audience. So I never really broke it down like that, but I kind of get what he's saying. But I feel like people just go on wherever they can be a guest at, you know. That's what I thought.
I think that his statement would have held validity like years ago. I think that was more prevalent then. Now we're at a space where most of the big artists don't even do interviews, like the biggest artists at the top of the top. I know Nicki Minaj just started back doing interviews, but when she did, she was going to hip hop radio stations and hip hop outlets online. So she was at Joe Budden. She was at these radio stations that aren't even as big as a Breakfast Club or a Ebro in the Morning or whoever. Like, Nicki was really at all of these different ones. But speaking on all of the other big artists that we have, like, say, Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole, say, a Meek Mill or somebody like that, like, they're not even doing interviews. Like, you don't see them doing interviews that often. They may do, like, one or two a year at that. Yeah. And then when I do see them do interviews, like, the last Meek Mill interview I saw was at maybe Hot 97, if I can think back to it. Let me see. The last J. Cole interview I can recall was Nardwuar. And you can debate on whether or not Nardwuar is in the culture, but Nardwuar interviews mostly hip hop artists from what I see of his interviews. Like, so I don't know who specifically Nori is talking about in that. And that's a point that Angela Yee brought up on The Breakfast Club. And Envy was kind of agreeing with Nori about how some of the artists don't do the hip hop outlets, but he said specifically that Cardi B does do the hip hop outlets. So I don't know. I just didn't all the way think that Nori's statement was accurate. But the whole reason why it's even about Cardi B and why they were even discussing Cardi is because Cardi just did David Letterman's show on Netflix, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. And people assumed that that's what caused Nori to say this, the fact that Cardi B did David Letterman. Nori never said Cardi B's name. Nori just seemed to be reflecting on what he feels is going on out here. And then people was like, oh, Cardi just did Letterman. You're talking about Cardi. You're talking about Cardi. So people were telling Nori who he was talking about. And then Nori came up later and cleared it up, or tried to clear it up.
Yeah, he had kind of tweeted in response to an article that All Hip Hop had put out about it. And he was like, love, it wasn't even talking or thinking about Cardi, but love the article. So that was his way of clearing up everything and people assuming it was Cardi B. I guess kind of like a wrong timing thing. Cardi B's David Letterman thing comes out. Nori tweets this. People put two and two together, but the two and two did not go together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, well, at least he cleared it up that it wasn't Cardi B. But I do wonder who he was really talking about, because when you broke it down like that, where like the big artists don't do interviews or they go to, you know, still big Black media platforms, mm-hmm. I don't know who he's talking about.
Yeah, and there may be some people that Nori has tried to get that we don't even know about. Nori, there might be a handful of people that Nori wanted to get on his show and they said no or not right now, and then Nori might have seen them on somebody else's show and then just said like, oh wow, y'all giving them the respect but y'all not giving us the respect. So that could be an aspect to it as well. It may be some artist that he particularly has been told no by, that he's like, dang, why y'all won't come do my show? So that might be a thing with it as well. But I just know the Breakfast Club, they made sure to say, hey, Cardi B has done our show. Like, okay, Breakfast Club, we know Cardi B has done y'all show several times. And Nori didn't even say Cardi B's name. So I feel like they were kind of throwing Nori under the bus a little bit. And I feel like people should have asked for a little bit of clarification from Nori before just jumping on him like that. But I don't completely agree with his criticism, but I see where he's kind of coming from.
Yeah, same here. And even if it was like in the sense of like Nori was trying to get a guest who didn't want to go on Drink Champs, maybe went somewhere else, I would conclude that Drink Champs is like not a scary interview thing, but like, you know, all their sound bites go viral, all the clips go viral. You're drinking, you're smoking, you're letting loose. You may slip up and say some things. Maybe some of these people don't want to go on such interview because they ain't media trained or they don't want to get, you know, too comfortable and let out something. That's what I would think. So
right.
I wouldn't fault him for, you know, trying to be mad at people not coming on his type of interview, because some people just not ready for that. And I don't think he should try to blast people or take it a certain way. It's just, he knows what he's doing. He's a good interviewer. So I don't think he should be upset about it if he is. So
mm-hmm. He also did say that there's a respect difference when they go to white outlets versus Black outlets. He said, so to me, that is where the respect is, because you giving these white outlets the sound bites that go viral and you make those person's platforms bigger. Now with the respect thing, I think there may be a little bit of a difference. Like, I know somebody brought up the point that like, the way Rick Ross walked off of the 85 South show, like they feel like Rick Ross wouldn't have walked off Ellen like that, or David Letterman or somebody like that. And I'm like, maybe there is a point to that part of it. But still, like, I feel like we don't have enough evidence, or maybe we need to ask some of these different outlets, some of the bigger outlets like a Gillian Wallow or somebody like that, and just do a survey, because the Breakfast Club say that he is right about that. Charlamagne said that the artists, when they come there, they'll say, don't ask this question, don't ask that question. But when they go to the other outlets, they say, ask anything you want. So maybe there's some truth to that part. But all in all, circumstantial evidence. We need more testimonies. We need a little bit more evidence out here to make a conclusion on this. But hopefully some other outlets respond and chime in on this as well.
For sure.
All right, now let's talk about Drake. He is the one who helped J. Cole get signed to this Canadian basketball team that he plays for now, the Scarborough Stars. And, you know, J. Cole just made his basketball debut, or his second basketball debut, I should say, second professional basketball debut. And Drake has been one of his biggest, I didn't want to use the word cheerleader, but like, he is very much championing J. Cole's basketball, second basketball debut.
And now we find out that Drake is actually part of the reason that he got signed to the team.
Yes. So some people started doing some digging and a little research, and they remembered that J. Cole did take a trip up to Canada when Drake was hosting a party. And then they bring up that Nicholas Nico Carino, who is a close friend of Drake, who's also a co-founder of OVO, he was at the party too, and he's also a part owner of the Shooting Stars. So then they bring it up like J. Cole and Carino met up at Drake's birthday party and started talking about the potential opportunity to join the basketball team. And lo and behold, J. Cole is there. And then when he when the season opener was last night, Drake was watching it on TV, and he posted about it on social media, showing love to J. Cole. So I think that confirms that this probably happened at Drake's party with this connection and him joining the team. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah, no, that is dope, man, to recognize, like, yo, this man really wants to play basketball, and to know your friend has part ownership in a team, and to link those two together and have them talk it out, meet up, make it align, make it make sense. And then now J. Cole is really playing. Like, that's dope to see come to fruition. And I think we need more of that, man. But one thing, see, I'm just petty because I was thinking throughout this whole thing when I saw Drake posting J. Cole playing, and I heard this backstory about how Drake's kind of the reason that it all came together. I'm like, Drake and Cole just seem, you know, mighty close. And that's dope, that friendship, that brothership that they have. And then I thought about it. I'm just like, okay, so supposedly the top three is Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake. Like, I'm like, why we never see them really with Kendrick like that? Like, why we never hear those guys popping out at each other's shows or jumping on songs together? Like, why is everybody, dare I say, shook of Kendrick? Like, why I never see y'all together? That's what I wanted to know in this moment. Very petty, I know.
Yeah, I want to know that too. You know, we love a good petty moment, but yeah, we never see them with Kendrick or in all three hanging out or whatever.
It's never buddy, but it's always buddy, buddy, J. Cole and Drake. Never buddy, buddy, Drake and Kendrick. Never buddy, buddy, Cole and Kendrick, from what I see. Even though they have given each other, you know, props or whatever. I know Cole at least has mentioned Drake and Kendrick in the song and the whole top three thing with them. But yeah, I never see the buddy buddiness with Kendrick in the mix. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it either. Go ahead and let that man join the group. Go do a little family friend outing or something. A
little top three outing.
Yeah.
All right, let's move along to Yella Beezy. He's going through some things right now. He is having to face the consequences after not handling his bail properly. On Thursday, May 26th, the Shade Room announced that Beezy was arrested the day before in connection to his pending sexual assault case from back in 2021. So he had a warrant issued for bond held insufficient, which means he did not pay his bail in full from the previous year. Now Beezy is in custody with his bail set at $1 million. And the judge decided to place him back in jail for this.
Yeah. And if you remember, I think it was last year, Yella Beezy was arrested before, and he was taken into custody and charged with abandoning or endangering a child, unlawful carrying of a weapon, and sexual assault, like I said, back in 2021. And then after his arrest, details have started coming out of a woman claiming that Yella Beezy has sexually assaulted her when he invited her into his home. But the rapper claimed the accusations were false, and he made a video about that, basically just saying his side of the story regarding that. So now he's arrested in connection to the pending sexual assault case. So that's what's going on with Yella Beezy.
Yeah. And from what we know, or things that we've seen before online, Yella Beezy has cameras inside of his house. Like, we've seen camera footage of him in the kitchen cooking, like, and things like that before. And certain leaks of videos that have came out from his house before. So it shouldn't be hard for Yella Beezy to prove that nothing did happen with this woman, because he has cameras in his house. If nothing did happen. But as far as the bail thing goes, I don't think he has a way to get around paying that money that they want now. So, yeah, hopefully if he's innocent, he could just pay that money and get out.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
All right. Lastly, it is Friday, so that means it's New Music Friday. We got some new singles and some new albums to get into. Starting with singles, Calvin Harris, Young Thug, and Dua Lipa have a new single. It's called Potion. I like the fact that they're putting out a song with Young Thug right now. Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa, I like that y'all did that. I like that. Hold down Thugger, free YSL.
Yeah, I was curious with that too, because you know, I really thought people, well, I guess you really can't cancel Young Thug in this moment, or whatever. Like, but I remember when Dua Lipa had that song with the baby and she took him straight off after his thing at Rolling Loud. So I was kind of curious that Dua Lipa still let Young Thug stay on this Calvin.
Yeah, but the baby was in 4K saying what he said. We don't know. The jury's still out on Young Thug. So maybe that's why. Maybe if he was convicted, she might do the same thing she did to the baby. But yeah, we don't know if he's innocent or guilty yet. So maybe that's why.
Facts. That makes sense. And another single that's out today is Cash Page and Lil TJ. They dropped 24 Hours. Bobby Shmurda has a new song called Getting Them Back.
All right. And then when it comes to these new albums, you got The Eminem Show. It's the 20th anniversary. I mean, technically, obviously not a new album, but it is the 20th anniversary. So that's very special. I've seen a lot of people posting about that. And it's really dope that it's the 20th anniversary of The Eminem Show and Eminem is getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So you got those two things coinciding. Major moment for Eminem right now. So congrats to him.
Yeah, big congrats to Eminem. And then you also got a new album from Mano and Jim Jones. They dropped The Lobby Boys. So we love a collab album.
Yes, yes. I've been seeing them go a little viral too with some of their songs. That drill song they did, that's a dope song. I forget what it's called, but that drill song that Mano and Jim Jones have, like that. So I'm definitely going to listen to the rest of the album.
Yep. And then you also got another collab album from Jelly and Pierre Bourne. They dropped Wolf of Peachtree 2. And then you also got a new album from Sean Paul. He dropped Scorcha. So
Sean Paul. Sean Paul, Scorcha.
Period.
Not my Chet Hanks Jamaican accent. That's about as bad as it sounded. But I would check that one out as well. It's good to see Sean Paul resurfacing. And well, I won't say resurfacing because I actually don't know what he's been doing in the meantime. But I'm just going to say me getting back hip to what Sean Paul is doing.
Right.
Okay, a couple of things to check out. We are going to leave you to check it all out. Let us know what you think. I am at Asia Sky on all social media. A-S-H-I-A is Asia. Let's talk about this new music.
You can follow me on everything at A-Dub, at A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
Okay, that is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to keep up with all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok, which is at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, we will see you. Oh, yep, have a good weekend, and we will see you on Monday with more daily news.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.